This is Moving Forward, the official podcast of the Des Moines Dream Team. Finding the confidence and determination to set and then work toward accomplishing a big life goal can be overwhelming at any age, and that's especially true when you're a teenager. Each week on the Moving Forward podcast, we'll feature a member of the Dream Team who's doing exactly that. We'll learn what motivated them to join the team, talk about their biggest fears and anxieties. We'll explore how they find the grit and determination to step out of their comfort zones and chase one of their biggest dreams. And we'll talk about how that process could help them accomplish other big life goals. And now, here's the host of Moving Forward, Scott Matter.
Hey everyone, this is Scott Matter and welcome to Moving Forward. It's hard to believe, but the Dream Team has already nearly completed 2 months of training, and we're now less than 3 months away from RAGBRAI. We have a couple of great guests on this week's episode. First, we'll speak with Jill Dykstra. Jill leads the Des Moines Public Schools Dream to Teach program, and she is starting her 10th year as a Dream Team mentor. We'll talk with Jill about why she has dedicated her entire life to teaching and mentoring youth. Jill will give us an update on the Dream Team season and tell us how this 2024 team has set itself apart. And we'll speak with Wyatt, a junior at Roosevelt High School here in Des Moines. Wyatt has not missed a single training ride during his first 2 years on the team, and he's already established himself as one of the fastest members on Dream Team. We'll talk with Wyatt about why he pushes himself so hard to get better, and he'll share his goals and priorities for the 2024 season. Our next guest has been a Dream Team mentor for 10 years, and she obviously enjoys working with youth. During her days, Jill Dykstra leads the Des Moines Public Schools Dream to Teach program, providing high school students an introduction to the field of education and teaching. Welcome to the podcast, Jill.
Hi, Scott.
Jill, you have dedicated your life to helping youth. Why do you do it?
Well, I guess my parents were my influence and my inspiration. They were both teachers, so that's why I got into teaching. I've always liked watching the kids grow and change throughout different levels, from elementary to middle school to high school. And so I kind of have been enjoying this team, just watching the growth of the team as well.
Do you remember how you heard about Dream Team and what motivated you to be a mentor?
Yeah, my first full year of RAGBRAI, it was just me and two of our friends, and we decided, let's just do this. And throughout the week, we just kept running into the Dream Team, and we finally stopped along the way, and we were able to have a conversation with members like the kids and the mentors. We just asked them who they were, and by the time we were done with RAGBRAI, we knew we wanted to get involved. So the first meeting that they had, I think it was in January, we got signed up, and I've been with the team ever since.
What is your advice for someone out there who's thinking about being a mentor?
Well, working with kids is not just, I don't think working with kids is something that people actually think about doing, partly because they're not sometimes sure how to do it. And I think it's just, they need to recognize that anyone can work with youth as long as they are real and they are serious about wanting to really like be a part of a child's life. It really helps that they're really interested in the kid too, instead of asking them or being kind of what the kids think is fake. They will always figure that out right away. So the more real that you are with the children, the more they will come out of their shell and the more they'll attach to you too.
My first year as a mentor was 4 years ago, and I wasn't sure how to interact with the youth during those early training sessions, and you were the person that helped me more than anybody else. Do you remember what you told me?
Yeah, just to be yourself.
That's pretty simple advice, but it was the best thing that anyone's told me. And once I started doing that and treated them just the way I would want to be treated, everything was great from there. So I really appreciate that. I I bet that there are a lot of people that have been mentors over the years could say the same thing about how you helped them. Tell us about one of your most memorable Dream Team moments from over the years.
So I have never gone and done the Keras loop. And so the year that we had to do it and it wasn't optional, I think we were all so nervous, and including myself. And I went across with a new mentor and three writers. Two of them were returners and one of them was a new writer. And I think we all just kind of like hunkered down and said, we can do this. And I think that was like a really good moment for just the five of us. We were grumpy by the end, but we got through it. And even though we were grumpy, we were kind of like, we did this, you know. It was 105 miles from, I remember coming into Mason City. I can't remember the town before. Okay, yeah. And we were just like so nervous. You could just see how nervous we were in the beginning of the day. And then when we got in, like one of the girls looked at me and said, we did this. And I'm like, yeah, we did. It was a really incredible moment.
I think that was one of my most proud moments from being a mentor as well. Every member of the team not only made it, mm-hmm. but everybody got it in relatively early mm-hmm. that day. And yeah. as mentors, we were concerned about that day, obviously. And it just felt like a celebratory moment when everybody got across that day. Every year, I feel like I personally grow and benefit from being around our youth. How has being a mentor affected you?
Well, for me, there's not any downtime during the year of not working with kids. So between my teaching job and then being a mentor, I just like seeing how the kids come in and the first couple of times they ride and they're just so, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And then they get done with the week, you know, and we come back and it's just like, I did this, you know? I mean, and then the banquet afterwards, we're still on that, like that RAGBRAI high. Right. So it's just kind of fun to see that, because every single year then some of those return riders come back and go, okay, I haven't been doing anything physical for the year, but I know I can do this. And so some of them will even say to the new riders, you know, I know that you might think this is hard, but you can do it. And so that helps, I think, a lot with the growth of the team, because the return riders are so encouraging to the new riders.
So you mentioned you did a couple RAGBRAIs even before you joined Dream Team. So you've done at least a dozen RAGBRAIs. You always ask the youth this question on this podcast, but what is your favorite thing about RAGBRAI?
Honestly, it is the kids. I don't know if I could do a RAGBRAI without the Dream Team anymore. Just partly because you get to experience RAGBRAI through their eyes, especially the new kids, you know, like going to Beekman's and eating pie and water slides and just like going through the towns, and the fact that they're like, oh, we don't have to lock up our bikes. It's watching RAGBRAI through the eyes of the new riders and seeing like how much fun they have and how much fun they experience. And I just like that.
I feel like doing Dream Team or doing RAGBRAI with Dream Team allows me personally to go back and relive my teenage years. It's so much fun. Have you ever been dumped?
Oh, yeah. I've been in those things. I didn't think I could get out. I'm kind of short. So I was kind of nervous the first time I was in those, because I've always been like, okay, how do I get out of here? I don't know.
Right.
But yeah.
I like that. Tell us about give our listeners an update on the 2024 season. How would you say it's going so far?
There are some bumps in the road, but like the new youth are a little different from last year. Not that those kids weren't kind in their own way, but these kids have been very flexible and they go with the flow. And they started off like, I don't know, I've just watched them kind of get together and gel together a little bit quicker than up past years. So that's been kind of nice, and they've been very encouraging. And even like we have a youth that's a little bit afraid of heights, and she's been going through and she's been encouraged the entire way with every group that she's ridden with, and including the mentors. And she's just been like, it's been incredible to watch the change from like the first girl that I rode with on my first ride. We went 5 miles an hour and I was like, oh my. But she's been picking up speed. She's finding more confidence. She's doing all of these really great things. And I'm hoping that, like, when I watch her, she's got a smile on her face and she's really starting to, like, interact more with the kids and the youth and just kind of be a feel. I think hopefully she's feeling more a part of the team.
April and May, I think, are some of the most rewarding moments or months of our 5 month training season, because you do see that arc, that transformation that happens as they gain more confidence and improve their social, their biking skills,
Yes.
and they make a lot of friends on the team. Well, Jill, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for everything you do for all of our youth. Looking forward to riding with you. RAGBRAI is always there for Dream Team, and they have been a sponsor for 27 years. RAGBRAI is like a big brother or big sister to Dream Team, providing space within their headquarters from which we base our operations. The theme of this year's RAGBRAI is Home Sweet Home, and the ride promises to be one of the most beautiful in RAGBRAI's 51-year history. If you haven't done so already, go to RAGBRAI.com, get registered, and check out some of the new gear they have for 2024. Our next guest is a junior at Roosevelt High School in Des Moines, and he is starting his third year on Dream Team. Hey, Wyatt, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Wyatt, there's something I can say about you that I cannot say about any other member of the team. During your first 2 years on Dream Team, tell our listeners how many training rides you attended.
Actually, during my first year, I didn't miss a single ride, and my second year. I only recently missed my first ride this last weekend just because I slept in a little bit.
You broke the streak?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was thinking you might make it 3 years, but 2 years without missing one training ride is quite an accomplishment. And I know that's something you're really proud of. Tell us why Dream Team is so important to you.
I'd say it's so important to me because we're kind of like a family, you know? And I can come here during our rides and I can talk to anybody about pretty much anything and they'll listen. And it's just a good environment.
Do you remember how you first heard about Dream Team and why did you decide to join?
My aunt has been in the cycling scene in Des Moines for a while and she's ridden RAGBRAI multiple times and she goes to events, and through those events she's heard about Dream Team and eventually asked me if I wanted to do it. And I figured, why not? And she pretty much handled everything after that.
So you're talking about your Aunt Jane, and Jane was a mentor with the Dream Team last year.
Yes, she was. Not this year, though. She's got a lot going on, but it was nice having her on the team last year.
So tell us what you remember from your first few weeks on the team that first year.
I remember I was really nervous, but everybody was very inviting and, like, welcoming. I definitely didn't feel like
nervous is a characteristic that I do not connect with you. I don't think I've ever sensed that you were nervous. Tell us why you were nervous.
Just because it was a new environment and I had never done anything similar to it before. But I came around very quickly.
So that first year, to recognize you for your efforts and for attending every training session, our friends from the Air Force cycling team presented you with one of their actual Air Force jerseys. And I think they did that during one of the nights during RAGBRAI. You wear that jersey a lot. Why are you so proud of that jersey, and what does it represent to you?
Yeah, they presented it on a night during my first RAGBRAI. and they gave coins to some other riders, but they gave me the jersey for riding the most miles on the team that year. And I had no idea I was going to get it, and I guess it was just something that I could, like, tie to that achievement, and I just use it a lot. It reminds me of that, and it makes me proud of myself.
So I know that you have two younger siblings who are not quite old enough yet to join Dream Team. What is your message for our youngest riders or for those youth out there who might be thinking about joining Dream Team?
I think that they should definitely give it a shot, and they will be pleasantly surprised if they're having second doubts. And it might seem like a lot to start out with, but I came around pretty quickly, and I believe that they will too.
Now, during one of our first rides, during your first season, when you were a high school freshman, I was riding with you one evening when we were returning from a 25-mile ride to Cumming. What makes me remember that ride is that you challenged some of the seniors on that team during our return. If I remember right, you did pass them, but you ran out of energy during that effort. I think during that moment, you realized your potential, and you probably realized that you had some work to do. What do you remember from that ride?
I remember during the first half of that ride, I definitely took it really easy because I didn't really push it until that second half. But I remember we were all leaving together, and we were all together, and someone, I don't remember exactly who, just wanted to push it a little bit, and I wanted to pass him. So I just passed him, and I felt like I could keep on going. And so I just kept on going, and I passed them, and then it felt really good. And ever since then, I've wanted to ride fast and have fun.
So obviously the team is really important to you. Do you remember the moment when you decided you were all in on Dream Team and that you wanted to come back for a second year?
It was definitely during my first RAGBRAI. Probably that first morning, seeing everybody, and it was definitely very overwhelming, but I realized quickly how much I liked it, and I knew I wanted to come back right away.
I know you put a lot of work, a lot of during your own time to push yourself to get better, both during the first season, on nights that we weren't training, you were out there working, and during that first season, first off season. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I live in a very hilly area, I'd say, and I like to ride by myself too. I mean, I do think it's better riding with other people, but sometimes I like riding by myself. And I like to challenge myself too, especially when, like, I'm angry or something or whatever. I just go out and ride, and that's helped a lot with me being a better cyclist and being able to handle hills a lot better, and I enjoy it a lot, and I still do it.
So you told me that I know the area where you live is really hilly. Tell me about some of those hills and about some of the routes you do on your own time.
Okay, so there's the hardest one that I do where it's about 3 miles. So it's not too long, but it's a loop that goes down Grand, and I'll ride along with traffic as fast as I can. Well, it ends with that, but it starts going up, like it's pretty much all uphill until I get there. And one of the first couple times I've done it, I haven't been able to like make it all the way through without having to stop, and a couple times I've pushed myself too hard to the point where I'll like throw up or.
Oh no! So are you? That does talk about how hard you're pushing yourself. Have you learned to control that?
Yeah, a lot better recently. It hasn't happened in a little while, and it doesn't happen on the team because I'm able to modulate it better. But when I'm by myself, I want to go fast, even sometimes too fast.
I know that you love RAGBRAI. What is it about RAGBRAI that you most enjoy?
It'd have to be the people. There are just so many people. Like, for everybody, there's a rider for everybody's speed that'll push you, or you can talk and lay back and take it easy for a couple minutes and just talk with somebody. And I've had plenty of fun conversations. Like, last year, I got to talk with Ryan Van Duzer, I guess kind of famous YouTuber. And he was very interesting to talk to. I talked to him for a little while, and there are plenty of other people I've been able to talk to.
I've seen you during our training rides this year trying to help and encourage some of the new members of the team. You're probably 4 or 5 years older than some of the youngest new members. Do you realize how much a few words of encouragement mean to those first-year members of the team?
I think, yeah, I'm able to kind of realize it because I was in their situation a couple years ago, and it meant a lot to me when someone would tell me that I was doing good on a ride, so I kind of just try and think that way and think how much they would appreciate it.
I think that you've clearly established your biking credentials on the team. Certainly you're one of the fastest members of the team, and everybody knows how hard you work. I want to challenge you to do that every time we train, but also I want to challenge you to become that leader that on every one of our rides just offers some encouraging words and even just shows through your actions that that you are supporting those youth. Going back to Rag Bri, tell us about your favorite thing to eat during the ride. What's your go-to place, Wyatt?
Every day for breakfast, I always have to get coffee and Nosh. For lunch, I don't think it matters, but for breakfast, I always get their steak and egg bowl with a coffee and an orange juice. And I don't think I'd be able to ride Rag Bri without it.
So once you get that steak bowl and a cup of coffee, you're good.
Yep. A necessary part of my day.
Wyatt, every member of this team has a superpower. What is Wyatt's superpower?
I think I'm just able to push myself no matter what's happening, through wind, through hills. Just, I'm able to keep on pushing no matter what.
I think you're also, and I think you told me one of this, I think you told me this one time, I think you're one of the easiest members of the team, and I would even say that including their mentors, easiest people to talk to on the team. Pretty likable, but you also have come up with some pretty legendary nicknames for some of our mentors and some of your fellow team members. Where does that sense of humor come from?
Probably from my dad. He's always joking around, and he's a really funny guy, but I like to joke around, and I think it breaks the ice, especially with some of the newer riders. I don't try to do it in like a mean or degrading way. I just try to do it in like a fun, joking way.
Wyatt, let's try to get that streak going again and see if you can regain that record of the longest continual number of training sessions attended as after you broke it last week. You've been a lot of fun to talk with today. I hope you have the most fun year on Dream Team over the coming months. Thanks for joining us. I'm moving forward, and all the best to you both on and off the bike during the coming year.
Thanks for having me, Scott. All the best to you as well.
Bike World is a store that supports the sport. Each year, our friends at Bike World provide a brand new bicycle for every one of our youth when they join the team. That's well over 600 new bicycles over the past 27 years. And they do so much more on top of that throughout the year. Bike World, Iowa's local bike shop since 1979. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for this episode of Moving Forward. I hope you join us next week when we'll feature Mackenzie, a third-year member of the team from Hoover High School, and we'll speak with Julie Green Figenshue. Julie is a daughter of Dream Team founder Jim Green, and she's the chairman of the Dream Team Board of Directors. We'll talk with Julie about the growth and progress she's seen with Dream Team over the years and talk with her about Dream Team's future.
All right, that's it for this week's episode of Moving Forward. If you enjoy the show and have a moment, please give us a rating or review. It'll help us grow. And if you leave a comment, we just might read it here on our next episode. So please do that where you listen to podcasts. You can also email us at dreamteam.movingforward@gmail.com if you have any ideas or suggestions for future episodes. Hit the music, Nick.